So Samurai Flamenco is one of our two Noitanima series for this year, or for this season. They're doing a very mysterious thing with it. The only real thing you read is taglines, such as, to those adults who don't want to become adults, and heroes will never give up, never hide, never be defeated, never accept evil. The director of this show has done previously hit series like Durarara and Bakano, so there's some positives there. What do you think, Kara?
I'm actually very interested in this. The director, Takahiro Mori, is one of my favorite directors. He's done so many great shows, like Bakano Durarara, Hell Girl, Natsume. I'm a big fan of his on all of the things that he does. This is Manglobe, and they look like they're going back to their more stylish roots than their previous latest shows. Like, I didn't really like Kami no Mi, or Carnival was a bit of a train wreck.
Yeah.
But this looks like it could be going back to sort of Samurai Champloo, sort of stylish sort of shows.
Which would be good. I mean, you combine the director from Durarara and the stylings and animation from Champloo, and you may actually get... It could be a great combination, but there's just nothing to go on.
Yeah, they're being very stingy with the details. All we basically get is characters. We've got a list of characters and their basic stories, but we don't actually know what the overarching plot line is going to be, what the world setup is going to be or anything. We just know that there's a couple of characters, there's a girl group that somehow features in it. That's about it.
Even the previews are only 20 seconds long. There's no tidbits there either.
Yeah. It does look like it involves like some sort of Super Sentai element. So I'm not a big fan of hero shows myself, but as Tiger and Bunny showed, it can be good if it's done well.
Yeah, well, we'll get you more into superhero shows, but that's a topic for another day. But, yeah, if this does fall in the same lines as, even if, you know, in the same, yeah, as Tiger and Bunny or... Even Majestic Prince, when it comes to Sentai, Super Sentai type shows, this would be great. Yeah. I would be all over this. But there's just too many graphics and visuals which would appeal to the Fujoshi side of things.
Yeah, and the character designer is Chinatsu Kurahara, who's better known for doing Aquarian Evil designs and Utano Prince Sama. So it's very pretty.
Yes. So we'll see. It could be just very beautiful, very well directed, and very well animated, and it will be a spectacular fall hit.
Yeah. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So take it for what it is. There's not a lot out there, but definite recommendation from the two of us.
Yeah.